It's a good tune to get us into our next segment here. Brent Lux on the Evan Bray Show. If you're planning on purchasing a ride from somewhere outside of Saskatchewan, well, when you bring it back to this province and plan to put a plate on it, you will have to get a mechanical inspection done. That's the law here. Well, recently, the Saskatchewan NDP called on the government to get rid of the mandatory inspections for used vehicles purchased outside the province. They called it outdated and expensive and an unnecessary obstacle to interprovincial trade. Their logic being that if a vehicle is insured and deemed roadworthy in another province, then that should be good enough to get it on the road here in Saskatchewan. But I think there's a little more going on here than just that. We're lucky enough to get Matt Britton on the line to talk to us about this. Matt is Senior Director of Driver Development and Vehicle Programs with SGI. So Matt, we'll just start off. What's the whole premise behind these vehicle inspections? Why do we do them?
So really, it's kind of a twofold reason. And the first one mainly being, especially from a traffic safety perspective, we want to ensure that vehicles that are on Saskatchewan roads are meeting, the minimum requirements, especially from a mechanical perspective. And then secondly, it's really to reduce the risk of fraud as well, be that from stolen vehicles or for folks who are trying to especially clone VINs or something along those lines. Those inspections catch those at that time.
So when I think about a vehicle, say I buy a vehicle in Alberta and the person I buy it from has had it registered there, they've been driving it there, is that not enough to satisfy SGI?
It really, especially with SGI, it really depends because we know a lot of things can really happen, especially in other jurisdictions. And when they come, we want to make sure that we know that the vehicle is fit, and as well as if you're from Saskatchewan going to a place like Alberta or BC, having that in place is to ensure that there isn't any fraudulent behavior before coming to Saskatchewan and registering it as well. Mm-hmm. And hopefully to reduce that fraud risk and to maintain especially our insurance program within the province.
Do other provinces require these inspections?
Yes, every province in Canada has a first-time registration inspection program. So we're very much aligned, especially with the other provinces. For any vehicles kind of coming into the other provinces, require this first-time inspection. And actually, some of the other provinces have higher requirements, be it some provinces have when you do a transfer of ownership, even if it's within, they require inspection. And even there is a couple of provinces out there that do annual inspections. So all vehicles, light vehicles within the province have to do annual inspections.
So is that something, do you think, might happen here eventually where we see some kind of a more regular inspection required, or at least an inspection if I do a private sale within the province?
As of right now, I don't really see it. We're pretty happy, especially with our inspection requirements for vehicles that are coming from out of province and having that inspection done. I think the benefit, especially in Saskatchewan, is that we do know the vehicle's history. If a vehicle has gone through any sort of collision or claim process, we have a very valid record of that. And then especially when people are going through and purchasing a used vehicle in Saskatchewan or even out of province, we do recommend before purchase that they do take it to a reputable repair shop or inspection station just to have. It doesn't have to be a thorough inspection, but something just to make sure that they're buying a vehicle that is meeting those kind of minimum standards. So that's a recommendation that we have regardless of when you're buying a used vehicle.
Like if I move here from Alberta and I go to register my vehicle in Saskatchewan, do I still have to do these inspections as well?
You would still have to do the inspection. There are some exemptions that do occur. There is something that's called the New West Partnership that we have with Alberta and British Columbia between the three provinces. And there are some qualifications that you have to make where you wouldn't actually require an inspection if the vehicle is 4 years or younger in age. But if, let's say, the vehicle from Alberta is a 10-year-old vehicle, you would still require an inspection if you're coming from Alberta for moving. It's not just at time of sale.
What about the inspection itself? I've never had to go through this process. What's involved when I and is just any mechanic can do it, or is there a certification that I have to be looking for when I find a garage to do this?
So So we do have certified inspection stations throughout the province, and people can find that on our website, and it'll list all of them, and it's all throughout the province in there. They have to go to in certified inspection station, and then there's a certified inspection test technician as well that would go through the process. And I would suggest for your listeners just to call to the different inspection stations to get a sense, especially from a cost perspective and timing. And then when you do take the vehicle in, they'll go through the inspection with it, which is just looking at general wear and tear and kind of going through it. They'll put it up on the lift just to take a closer look. And they also, at that time, they verify the VIN so that to ensure that the paperwork that the customer has, it translates to the actual vehicle that's in front of them as well, and that kind of, especially to reduce the fraud risk. And if there are any defects identified, especially during the inspection process, the inspection station will identify said defects and provide that to the customer for repair before being able to be passed and registered within Saskatchewan. And the majority of the inspection stations are also repair stations as well, so they'll work with the customer to get what is needed to get it safely on the road.
I see. That's what I was going to ask. So if I go for the inspection, they find something in my vehicle that needs rectifying before I can drive the vehicle legally in Saskatchewan, quite often this is the same place that will be able to do that repair work for me.
Absolutely. The customer has a choice. They can take it to another place if they want. They can stay with the repair station if they have a relationship already established as well. It's really up to them. They have the choice to do whatever they see fit.
But they'd still have to bring it back to be reinspected, wouldn't they?
Exactly, yes. There is a reinspection process, and you can work on a timeline, especially with the customer. So a lot of the customers do typically where the inspection occurs, that's where they'll get the repairs done, just because it can be a little bit faster process without having to take the vehicle to another place and get it done. And they're able to do the repairs properly and ensure the correct inspection has been entered so they can register their vehicle in Saskatchewan.
And what's the cost normally for one of these inspections?
It's up to every individual inspection station, but typically the cost is around the $150 to $200 range.
Oh, that doesn't seem too bad.
No, it's not too bad, especially for such a big purchase like a vehicle is nowadays for folks. So.
Okay, so I guess at the end of the day, the message is for Saskatchewan drivers that careful what you wish for, that we're better off than some provinces, as you say, that the inspections could be done on in-province sales, but you don't see us moving down that road here.
No, don't see us moving down that road, and as of right now, very confident, especially in our inspection program, to ensure that we have safe vehicles on the road.
Is there a lot? You have any sense, Matt, of the number of vehicles that would come into the province on, say, an annual basis that people have to get these inspections? Is it hundreds? Is it thousands?
It's in the thousands. So actually in 2024, for non-commercial light vehicles that are coming into the province for their first-time registration inspections, we had over 32,000.
32,000?
Yes, yeah. This would be just for any vehicles really coming in from into Saskatchewan for the light vehicles in there. So it could be from a dealership. It could be from a private sale. It could be people also moving to Saskatchewan and they haven't purchased a vehicle. It's just their own vehicle. So it could be any number of those. So that's included in that 32,000 number.
That's Matt Britton, Senior Director of Driver Development and Vehicle Programs with SGI. So how do you feel? Do you think the NDP had a good idea that we should get rid of these out-of-province purchase vehicle inspections? The thinking being, well, if it's registered in Alberta, then surely it must be good to go. So why wouldn't that hold up here in Saskatchewan? Or do you think we should stay the course and keep it the way it is right now? You can let me know on our text line. You can phone 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. I know a lot of people will weigh in on another matter. They'll say, if you want to do something to help as far as used vehicles, quit charging PST on every time that vehicle is sold. That's a common concern that you see people talking about. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Well,
as I expected, our conversation with Matt Britton from SGI talking about these vehicle inspection rules that pertains to used vehicles being brought into Saskatchewan, having to have a mechanical inspection done, stirring up a lot of texts and a few calls here as well. So let's head to the phones. David, you've been hanging on patiently. What are your thoughts on these car inspections in Saskatchewan?
Gosh, Brent, it is so good to hear you again. We lived in Saskatoon for 30-some years, and we sure appreciated you on the 650 station.
Thanks
good
a lot.
Good to hear you.
Thanks a lot, David. I appreciate that. But on the inspection topic?
I really have a bee in the bonnet about this one, because we had a car that my wife was going to donate or gift it to our grandkids in Saskatoon.
Yep.
So we went with the inspection here in Manitoba. We got repairs made that needed to be done. A certified and a safety inspection was done with a certified mechanical place.
Mm-hmm.
They took it to Saskatoon, went to register. Oh, you got to have it safetied. So they took it to a safety officer, which charged them $200 and some and said, well, you got to do this, this, and that, which we already done in Manitoba, and they were going to redo the same thing. And it was too, they couldn't afford to pay all that because we already done that. So I'm really with the NDP about, let's have interprovincial inspections cleaned all the way through. What's the reasoning behind that they don't want to do that?
And I agree with you. It'd be nice if it was the same right across the country instead of each province having its own rule. And maybe that day will come. So what happened with the car, David?
Well, they ended up going to Moose Jaw. The vehicle went to a grandchild in Moose Jaw, and they had to do a safety inspection there, which, you know, they put their own parts on, which we already had done. And I think it's a ripoff. It's a real bad ripoff. And I don't agree with Matt Britton there. I hope he's listening, because this needs to be challenged by a lot of drivers. And we're in a process of moving back to the West. We wanted to move back to Saskatoon, but we're moving to Alberta because the real estate is just too expensive in Saskatoon. So I realize we're going to have safety inspections done on my vehicles there too.
Absolutely.
And I just finished. I just finished spending about $2,000 on my truck, getting it serviced and updated. So I'm hoping that it's not going to happen to the same thing in Alberta.
David, I appreciate the input, and I appreciate your call, and hope you have a safe move over to Alberta. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you so much.
You bet. 1-877-332-8255. So David, living in Manitoba right now, talking about the challenges he had after they had work done on their vehicle in Manitoba, brought it to Saskatchewan for the safety, and a lot of the work, he said, had to be redone. Clinton's on the line from Regina. Clinton, your thoughts on these inspections?
Yeah, the inspections absolutely have to be done. Transferable from one province to the other, like Dave was saying, that's entirely within scope. But they have to be done because, you know, I could get a vehicle, say it's 5 years old, and it was driven like a rented mule, and I don't have an inspection, then there's a, the province in this way is covering me, even if I'm not covering myself.
Mm-hmm.
So they're absolutely necessary to have an inspection one way or another.
But what about the case then, if you feel that, Clinton, what about all the beaters that are on the road in Saskatchewan that have never left the province and there's no inspection required? And I know everybody can tell you about a neighbor or a friend who's got a vehicle that probably shouldn't be on the road, but we don't require the inspections, say, on an annual basis. A lot of provinces do that. When you re-register your vehicle every year, a lot of provinces require you to do that inspection. So maybe we should be looking at going down that road here in the province.
Well, maybe a transfer in between owners. I don't think it's necessary to have an inspection every time you register the vehicle, re-register it yourself. But an inspection between owners is a very good idea, because who knows what you're buying, and is it stolen or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I agree with that. But, I mean, I've driven around in a few that maybe wouldn't pass, but I'm pretty old.
I appreciate your call, Clinton in Regina. We got another call, Terry here from Buffalo Pound. What do you think about the car inspections issue here, Terry?
Hey, Brent. Well, this is just another goofy proclamation by the NDP party in a vain attempt to be seen as relevant. Like, it just floors me how they insist on people putting people's lives in danger just try and do a gotcha thing. Like, first it was with the pilots, untrained pilots in those planes, and now this. Like, I bought a truck from a dealership in Calgary. It had an inspection, and it passed. I brought it to Saskatchewan, and then when I got it inspected here, it needed $2,000 in repairs, which then the dealership I bought it from, they had to pay for.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Like, so, no, I 100% agree with these inspections. Like, and I would even go further and say, like you were saying, how like these beaters bombing up and down the road, maybe have it after a vehicle 10 years old, it has to be inspected every, I don't know, 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, yeah. Although, you know, I know it sounds like a good idea, but I think a lot of people will say, no, I don't want to pay more money looking after my vehicle. And then, of course, you know, one of the favorite bugaboos that people complain about, and I see a number of texts on it as well, is the whole business of having to pay provincial sales tax every time that vehicle gets sold. So every time you sell that vehicle, I buy it, I got to pay the 6%, and then I sell it, they got to pay the 6% again. Any thoughts you got on this? We'd love to hear from you at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Interesting conversation, no doubt. And I think there's something to be said. I like the idea of people saying, you know, you want these vehicles to be safe when you bring them into the province. But what about maybe then having an annual inspection or an inspection every couple of years on those vehicles that are already here? You go to re-register, you know, you get your notice from SGI saying it's time to renew your plates. And they say, oh, by the way, you have to get a vehicle inspection. I don't know if politically that would go over so well here, but it's something to consider. And in some province, that is the case. A lot of provinces a lot more strict on this than we are even here in Saskatchewan. 1-877-332-8255. Our text line, our phone line. Lots more to come. Brent Laux filling in today on the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.